39 degrees in Rhinelander at 106 with WXPR News. Good afternoon, I'm Ben Meyer. Oneida County has confirmed its first positive case of COVID-19. This morning, the Oneida County Health Department confirmed the person is in their 20s with a history of travel. The person is in isolation and has been very compliant, according to a release. Health officials are working to determine how the person became infected. The county is contacting people with whom the patient had close contact. And the Iron County, Wisconsin Public Health Department reports a coronavirus death. From its website, officials say it's also the first case in the county. Public Health Director Katie Hampson says they're saddened by the death and their hearts go out to the family, friends, and community. Hampson says they strongly encourage residents to stay safer at home unless activities are essential. That's the best way to prevent the spread of COVID-19 and protect the health and safety of the Iron County community. It's the first death in northern Wisconsin. The pilot in a March 5th airplane crash at the Rhinelander Oneida County Airport missed the runway by 225 feet, according to the National Transportation Safety Board. The pilot thought he was lined up with the runway by using runway edge lights for reference, the report said from the MTSB. Instead, the plane landed on snow, dug in, flipped over, and seriously injured the pilot. No one was on the cargo plane besides the 45-year-old male pilot, and no one else was hurt. Snow was falling and drifting in Rhinelander for parts of that morning as the plane arrived from Milwaukee. It was a Cessna operated by Kingsford, Michigan-based CSA Air and under cargo contract with FedEx. It came to rest at about 8:15 that morning. The airport was immediately closed as investigators did work. Flights resumed in the early afternoon. One Northwoods restaurant made the change from brews to sandwiches to keep the business operating and keep workers employed. WAOW-TV reports the Monacqua Brewing Company is switching over to the Monacqua Sandwich Company during the COVID-19 restrictions. Now, instead of having customers dine in and order from the normal menu, the restaurant is delivering gourmet sandwiches. But the transition didn't come without challenges. Owner Kirk Bangstead said, no one in the restaurant knew how to run a delivery service beforehand.
Yeah, we changed our whole menu around. It's nothing like what it was a week ago. We've got a lot of great cooks. We've got people that want to work.
The community has been supportive of the new venture, so much so that the restaurant is expanding their delivery menu to burritos, soups, and salads. Bangstad is happy to give people a chance for employment during the uncertain time. Rich Reinke normally works as a sound engineer for the restaurant, but is now a delivery driver.
In a span of about 3 days, I went from a very healthy booking calendar to absolutely no jobs right at the moment.
The restaurant is also taking precautions to make sure employees and customers stay safe with multiple hand sanitizing stations around the building and delivery drivers wearing gloves and masks. Resilience of lakes and rivers will be the theme of the Wisconsin Waters 2020 convention next week. The theme might as well be resilience in planning and coordination. A three-day conference was supposed to be held in Stevens Point. Instead, because of the COVID-19 outbreak, organizers have managed to move it completely online. Lake specialist Pat Goggin says the conference usually draws lake associations, scientists, elected officials, and businesses, but he's hoping the new online option platform will open it to even more people.
We hope to even broaden that group of folks attending and maybe reach folks like educators, high school students who are looking for ways to engage water or science curriculum, just folks who, like all of us, are dealing with the COVID-19 situation and maybe looking for ways of engaging and being part of community, even though we're locked in our houses.
Online workshops next Wednesday will cost $5 to attend. Full conference days Thursday and Friday are $10. Sessions will also be recorded and archived. We'll have a link to more information and registration on our website, WXPR.org. 39 degrees right now in Rhinelander. Patchy fog before the mid-afternoon today. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies. High reaching 50 degrees for tonight. Chance of rain moves in mostly early in the morning, low dropping to 35. Then rain in the forecast all weekend long. Rain Saturday with a high near 43, 100% chance of rain on Saturday night with a low around 35, more rain on Sunday with a high near 42. Undercurrents is next. You're listening to WXPR News.